Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 56 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode, and it's about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about carrying yourself in public in a way, sort of like when your mom, if, I don't know if your mom ever said this, but if your mom ever said, make sure you wear clean underwear, which of course you should always wear, but you know, because you know, who knows, this might be the day that you end up getting some accident and you're on the news and they have to cut your pants off and you have dirty underwear or something like that. My mom never said that, but I know that's like a cultural thing. So what I mean by that, and I've mentioned before that the idea of integrity means acting kind of in a way that's consistent of with your values, regardless of who's looking. And I did a lot of traveling over the last month. And one of the things I noticed is that there's ways other than just integrity where it is acting consistently, you know, even when you don't expect something to happen. And what I mean by that is, I know I'm being really abstract. When you travel, I noticed that when I travel in sweatpants and a t-shirt, which is the most comfortable way to travel, I am most likely to sleep, which is good when you want to travel. When I travel in nicer clothing, I'm most likely to get into really interesting conversations with people who have run businesses their whole lives. And, you know, I get business cards afterwards and I have been offered jobs on planes and stuff like that from, you know, from serial entrepreneurs or people who have, you know, run a company for the last 30 years or something like that. And this isn't an absolute statement. There's a lot of things that have to do with my personality, that have to do with the people I meet, a lot of things that have to do with luck, and a lot of things that have to do with the way my life is made a lot easier because I'm a, you know, white male. But in the end, there's something about not just wearing your dress clothes when you go to a client meeting, or not just wearing your dress clothes when you're going to something where you know it's going to be important. You know, a lot of people say, well, you work remotely, right? You could just wear a t-shirt and shorts every day. Or they laugh and they say you could wear a button down on top and you could be in your underwear beneath because nobody would ever see it. And that's not true because I work in a co-working space. But in theory, I understand the theory. But instead, I dress up every day. And people want to know why often. And some of it has to do with just the mentality that I'm putting myself in, right? Like, I just think of myself as being in work mode. I've talked about this a lot of times in the podcast. I want to be in work mode. I want to be thinking about myself in work mode. And so that's just how, that's the place I want to put my brain. But I also want to communicate to the people around me that I'm in work mode. I want to be a professional in relationships with the clients and with my employees and my business partner. But there's also these intangible pieces, or I don't know if I would say intangible, unpredictable pieces, whether it's because I'm walking, you know, somewhere, or I'm on a bus somewhere, or I'm on a train or a plane somewhere, or I'm in a Starbucks somewhere. I'm sending certain signals about the way I carry myself and about the way I'm dressed and about the way I'm talking to people and not talking to people and the things I'm doing on my laptop and my body posture and all that kind of stuff. And those things can be influential towards developing kind of these random relationships that end up turning into really beneficial things, whether they're friendships or business partnerships or whatever. And my business partner, Dan, jokes about the fact that a lot of the work that I get for our company comes from just running into someone somewhere, somehow, some way. And some of them have nothing to do with this. You know, one of them was because my wife met someone randomly at Trader Joe's, but that's not all of them. And some of them have to do with the fact that I'm always trying to be on. And it doesn't mean I can't relax, and it doesn't mean I can't wear sweatpants on the plane or something like that. But I've just been thinking a lot recently about, there's something about consistently carrying yourself. Like, if you think about, what's his name? Cornel West. Whether or not you like the things he talks about, I like a lot of the things he talks about. The man wears a three-piece suit every day, I think. And you think about, you know, people who are talking about their uniform, and okay, the uniform that Zuckerberg has is like a t-shirt or something like that. But a lot of people, their uniform, you know, basically, the what is it? The uniform makes the man? Or, no, it's not. The clothes make the man. The uniform, something like that. There's just something about, I know I'm rambling, about choosing to present yourself in a particular way. Oh, here's another thing. So when I went to college, you know, middle class white guy in college, what do? You slub it as much as you can, right? Like you're wearing your pajamas to class, or at best a pair of cargo shorts and like a band t-shirt or something like that. And one of the things I found was when I was doing, I worked with college students for several years out of class. And when I was working with people who are like me, you know, so middle class white kids from the suburbs, the most common way to gain trust was to be like, hey, I'm older and I'm out of college, but look, I'm just like you. Right, I'm casual and I'm comfortable. I'm not some stuffed shirt, you know, that's really, you know, formal and uncomfortable. But when I was working with people who were not like me, they saw that as, what kind of an authority figure are you when you can't even put the effort into dress up? And some of that has to do with the fact that we're crossing cultures. Some of that has to do with things were particular to those cultures. But when I found that when I was working with folks who were not from my same culture, it was actually more valuable for me to come not as like a, hey, I'm your friend, I'm just like you, but to be someone who actually deserved and put the effort and care into caring about their presentation. And crossing cultures and then marrying my wife across cultures as well helped me realize that like really caring about my appearance was not, because I'd seen it as like the, oh, well, you know, that's prideful and arrogant and you're wasting all your time thinking about that. And what I learned was I am sending a message to the people who see me about how I care about myself, how I think about myself. And I think there's a part of us, especially as developers, as people who work remotely, that can listen to that and say, oh, you're just saying, you're setting up some hierarchy where I have to dress nice, or, you know, you're just going to affirm those people who say that the developers can't wear, you know, cargo shorts and shirts. You know, there's some big fuss about that recently. And I think that one of the things, there's some company that basically like set like a, the whole IT team had, I think Yahoo or something like that, had to wear like a certain dress code, and there was a whole bunch of hullabaloo around it. But then when people who are actually involved in the company responded, they're like, well, we're not saying every developer in the whole company has to dress a certain way, but this particular team that got this restriction, they're all customer facing, right? So that was a more explicit one. And I think that's something worth saying. Like, if you literally only ever spend all your time in a server closet, you know, then it's fine to dress for that server closet. But especially if you're finding yourself constantly in places where you have the opportunity to be interacting with people, or even just coming across people who you may not be interacting with, but they still are seeing you and seeing kind of how you carry yourself. Your clothing and your presentation, trimming your beard or keeping your accessories together or getting a haircut in the regular or whatever else it ends up being, those things send signals to the people around you about just how you care about a presentation, how you care about getting things together. And there's a little bit of like if you keep yourself really sloppy, like, are you really going to pay any closer attention to the projects you work on for me, kind of thing. So I don't know if there's anything beyond that. Just to say, maybe the narrative that I've had in my head of, you don't need a fancy building to do the right thing. You don't need the best office to do the right thing. You don't need the best clothing to do the right thing. Like, piece by piece, these things are being dismantled for me. And it's not like you got to be rich and showy and have the nicest car, but there's something about the way you handle yourself, the way you present yourself, the way you present your office, the way you present your business, all of these things that I might normally have said, oh, well, you're just being whatever. Like, they send signals to people. And those signals can have an impact on the clients you get, the jobs you get, the respect you get, the conversations you make, the friendships you make, in a way that you shouldn't let yourself be controlled by so much, but you should be aware of, and you should be making intentional decisions. And so I know this rambled a bit, but I do that a lot. So hopefully you're used to it by now. I hope this helps somebody. So thanks for listening to the 5 Minute Geek Show. We're at 5 Minute Geek Show on Twitter, the number 5, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. If you like it, you can subscribe to us in iTunes or RSS, and you can also share it with your friends, rate it in iTunes, or buy a 3-piece suit that has 5MinuteGeekShow.com embroidered on the back. Until next time, I'm Matt Stauffer, 5 Minute Geek Show.
You ready?
Right on my lap.
Okay, can you say 5 Minute Geek Show?
5 Minute Geek Show.
Say see you later.
See you later, sweet potato.